I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angels.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, let's get started. Thunder Star, SGA. Did not get the win last night, but he did get a big compliment from Stephen A. Smith on First Take earlier this week.
The great ones never care about the GOAT conversation. They always know it's for us.
Come on! Come on. Go ahead, finish your point.
What did I do? I don't know what I said. But anyway, the point is that the great ones, most of them, do not care. What they care about is their established greatness and what the perception is as to why you would have somebody greater than them.
All right, so that was courtesy of ESPN. That's a shot at LeBron, right?
Well, who said LeBron in the background there?
I think it was Monica, because Jay was too busy going, come on!
Whoever it was is right. I mean, no, but LeBron, in the context of the clip and what he's discussing, LeBron obviously was very obsessed with the ghost of MJ and chasing the ghost of MJ. Like, he made that a narrative for years on end. But I don't know. I like it when guys care about where their place is in history. Why is it a bad thing?
Also, didn't MJ just have like a 10-part documentary centered on why he won the championships for the Bulls?
No,
so people would know he's...
But the difference there is that MJ didn't do it with the idea that he was, I'm that much better than Magic and Bird and Wilt and Russell and Kareem. He just kind of did it to be like, this is my propaganda. Whereas LeBron specifically was like Ghost of MJ.
I also think Stephen A. was talking out both sides of his mouth when he was like, you know, they don't need to tell us they're the GOAT. They care about why it's the GOAT. It's like, what? So they won't tell us, but they do. We're splitting hairs there, Stephen A.
Dwayne Wade gets the tattoo of the 75th, the all 75 NBA team, right? These guys care about where they're placed in NBA history. That's so much fun of the NBA is where you rank all time and where you rank within your peers. And I don't know. It's very dumb by Stephen.
I can see now why Sirius replaced Michelle Beadle and Cody Decker for that.
You didn't want to make me go there, but now I have to go there. I like Cody Decker. In fact, I think he'd be a great guest to have on the show. I think he does great radio.
Oh, here comes that butt.
There's a big time butt coming here, okay? A Kardashian size level butt coming, okay?
Well done.
But he is really kind of annoying the hell out of me with how he thinks this whole firing is about him. It's not about him. Like, you got fired, yes, but like, nobody cares that you got fired here.
Yeah.
It's all about Michelle Beadle.
Some
context.
She's the credibility. She's the rock star.
Right,
and you're the guy that sets up the ins and outs of the segments.
Yeah,
and then,
nobody really cares that you got fired here,
very
buddy.
Good point, by
nobody
the way.
Cares. Omaha! All right, staying with the NBA Finals, a lot of commenters online are complaining about the idea that it looks like a regular season game in January. Mike Breen, Doris Burke, Richard Jefferson on the call isn't exactly screaming, oh my gosh, A-list announcing crew. Also with the idea, they've gotten rid of a lot of the Larry O'Brien trophy on the court. They didn't show the national anthem. They didn't show the starting intros. And it's just very different. In fact, I went back and I watched the 2016 NBA Finals in the opening montage, and it's incredible. Like, it shows all the fans going crazy, has a whole 45-second deal about championships in general before going into the whole hoopla of everything. Did the NBA on ESPN last night, did they just make it kind of whatever in the presentation?
Yes, and there's a reason. Because they're about to blow up everything that they do because they realize they can't keep putting out. They realize that inside the NBA is coming to that channel and they better have a better situation around them. I really do think, like, I think they're using the change here and what they're going to do pre and post game with however much they use those guys. I think they realize, I mean, they're even talking about Doris Burke not being part of that network, which I think is just dumb. But, like, yeah, I think we're finally, knowing NBC's back, knowing Amazon's getting, I think ESPN's finally about to get real serious about putting quality coverage out there. And I think they're purposefully removing all the glitz and glamour of this so that when they relaunch next year, and again, it's not next year, but when as they relaunch this and bring in maybe bigger names, bigger personalities, it allows that to look bigger.
Well, it's too bad if that's what they're doing, because really there were times last night where, and they had a little tiny NBA Finals trophy in the corner in the screen grab. But like, there was a lot of moments where I'm like, this is, it doesn't feel big at all.
So is it, it's the size of the NBA trophy?
Well, I want it on the actual court is what I want. But yes, at this point, yes.
Matt just keeps like pointing trophy. I don't understand.
I agree.
Why?
Because having the trophy on the court, it makes it feel bigger. It makes
Why?
It feel...
How?
Because it just adds to the presentation of it. Okay. If it just looks like a regular game that you have on February 2nd, it doesn't really, you know, add to that stage.
All right. I'll trust you both. Omaha! I didn't even notice. The Knicks have formally requested to speak with Mavs head coach Jason Kidd about their current head coaching opening. Should the Mavericks be willing to let Jason Kidd go?
So I've seen a lot on this, and a lot of people are making the suggestion that the Knicks would trade for Giannis, and then there's going to be a connection there with Jason Kidd and Giannis. I think something that people aren't realizing or understanding in this scenario, and this is going to come out of left field, but stay with me. Jason Kidd loves to gamble. Jason Kidd is a big-time gambler. Who owns the Dallas Mavericks?
The
casino magnates.
Yeah.
I think his connection there, and the fact that Jason Kidd one time gave an owner of a casino his gold medal, okay? Like, that's how much he's in bed with all these different gambling people and how much he loves that world. And so I think the connection there is too much for him to go and be like, no, I'm going to go work for the Dolans now.
I just don't get the hype. He's coached 9 years in the NBA. I know they went to the NBA Finals last year. I think that might have had something to do with Luka and Kyrie, more so than Jason Kidd. He's never struck me as a great coach. He just strikes me as a coach. Maybe that's what the Knicks want. You can find that anyway. If you just want a coach, they're lying around in the NBA. Yeah. I mean, guys that have...
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One, the NBA finals are just lying around in the NBA. I do not get this fascination with Jason Kidd, other than who he used to be as a basketball player. If I'm the Mavs, I might be a little relieved that he's on the way out if he wants to go to New York, because you might be able to. I think it's incredibly plausible that you upgrade going from Jason Kidd to the next head coach. You know who I'd hire?
Who's that? I was trying to think of you got Coach K.
Tom Thibodeau.
Okay. I wanted a Cooper Flagg connection, loose connection.
They
want to
go defense all out from here. Who's going to get you a better defense than Tom Thibodeau? And then he'll be playing Anthony Davis and Kyrie.
Cooper Flagg's knees is going to look like oatmeal in like 3 weeks.
I think we all need to embrace the comedy of how funny that would be. Bad for Mavs fans, but funny for us.
CBS talked to James Gladstone, the guy in charge of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and this is what he had to say about the trade with Andrew Berry. Here we go.
It was easy also along the way, Andrew. I think I joked with you about, you know, keeping it quiet, right? That's not always the easiest thing to do. And I was like, Andrew, I think we're kind of in luck because nobody really actually has my number, right? It's not like I can talk to many people because it's an unknown caller.
Okay, that's pretty good. He's like, no way, because he's so young. This is the 34-year-old whiz kid. He doesn't have many connections in the industry or anything like that. He's like, nobody even has my number to begin with. We're good.
I feel like I was listening to a Dungeons and Dragons.
I knew he lost thing. You. I knew I could tell because he lost me
Did
a little bit too.
Did you hear how hard Andrew Berry laughed at that? It's so true. Man, we don't have alpha dogs running teams anymore.
Well, James Gladstone is the opposite of an alpha dog. There's no debate about
it. I mean, we got Brad Holmes in Detroit, and that might be it. The nerds have taken over, and they're going to ruin football just the way they ruined the Major League Baseball.
You're saying we need to get back to a little manalytics?
I think, guys, I think it's time to get back to some toxic masculinity. I mean, this is...
I need 100 Cleveland men.
Yes, you do, Ken. I just think it tilted too far in one direction. We got Urkel and Urkel there laughing about...
Barry loved it.
He loved it.
Andrew Berry loved it.
Look, we had an Urkel off on that. If you listen to the whole podcast, by the way, it's just a couple bros wanting to see if a level 4 Madge can go ahead and take the whole kingdom. All right, that's exactly what listening to those two guys felt like.
Don't even get the reference. What was that?
Dungeons and Dragons. Bunch of nerds. Omaha! And I am a nerd. If I'm saying you sound like a bunch of nerds, you sound like some nerds. If it's too nerdy for me,
do you play Dungeons and Dragons?
Absolutely not.
There we go. Have you ever played a whole game of Dungeons and Dragons?
No. No, not enough. Not enough free weed or legal booze, or strike that and reverse it, to make me even think about playing half a game of D&D.
Only thing I've been confused on, Mac, you've played, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, I play.
I've never understood. So I feel like that within the idea of the game is that the person that's in charge, there's like one person in charge, right?
Yeah.
And they just kind of tell you all the directives?
It's more so just kind of like improv for the most part. Like
It's just like improv. It always felt like the person in charge could just be like, and now you die and except, go out. You go off a cliff and you die. Sorry about that.
Except if a woman watches this, there's no greater chance of anyone involved getting anything from them. Whereas if a woman watches improv, oh, that guy on that stage, that's pretty good.
I think you're still probably striking out either way, if we're being honest. It's not like improv has got a lot of... cleat chasers in their own world.
I think you might be wrong about that.
I think if you get to I think people improv probably sleep with a lot of people in improv.
It's not my experience.
I don't know if there's a lot of random people that are showing up to improv and like, that guy, I need that.
As a member of Plastic Shatners in Bowling Green.
Plastic Shatners?
I'm just going to tell you, we did okay. All right?
Probably within the group, you guys did great.
Nope. I mean, yes, but no.
You had random people that would watch you guys do improv?
Yeah.
We would have
30, 40, 50 people come to shows. We also had 5 people come to a show once. It was a little hit or miss. But yeah. Was it a nice icebreaker? Yeah. back in simpler times, yes, absolutely. Also,
okay, I love that for you.
Real quick here, because we have to do it again. P1 listener, Dennis, no ribs, no rice, one on Twitter, used 4 screen grabs of Talent the Station, including one of me. If you've seen it, I just tweeted it from at Nick Wilson.
I have seen it. I saw, you saw the comment underneath, too. Me and Andy look too calm all the time to get a photo of us.
Yeah, which I think was actually like a compliment for both of you. Oh, you don't think it's a compliment?
I didn't know how to take it.
Okay. All right. Is this picture used? Is it Dirty Pool by Dennis to have used this picture?
Well, it was Dirty Pool for Anthony Alant, so I don't know. Let me see your photo. Where we go. No, yours is fun. What's wrong with yours? Outside of the fact that you look like you're about to eat the microphone.
I would say that's one. I mean, it's the most expressive of all the 4 pictures.
If you were good at Photoshop, and I don't know. I mean, listen, this is not what I'm suggesting to anybody out there, but if you're good at Photoshop.
Not, no ribs, no rice, one on Twitter.
You could definitely replace that microphone with something else and really make it mischievous.
Like what else?
Well, all sorts of different things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, is there like a specific thing that you're thinking of?
Like maybe like a, you know, a Twinkie or something.
See, this is why you couldn't do improv. You could have had that quicker. This is why you would not have done well after improv shows. Oh. Always be closing.
Oh, yeah, I love that for you. All that improv improv ass you got. It's great.
Stump Mitchell, former Browns running back.
Good job, buddy.
Coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.